Well, hello and welcome back again to Thought for the Day. And as we come to God's Word again, let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, this is your Word, and so we pray for your Holy Spirit. Lord, would he reveal to us the truths within it and apply them to our hearts and to our lives. We ask it for your glory. Amen. Well, our passage today is Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 11 to 13. Therefore remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Well, in this part of Ephesians, Paul is big on contrasts, contrasting what we were without Christ with what we are in Christ. In verses 1 to 5, Paul reminded us that we were dead in our transgressions and sins. But now, verse 4, God has made us alive with Christ, verse 5. And now in these three verses today, Paul has another then and now contrast. And as before, he really labours the then in order that we really appreciate the sheer magnitude and grace of the now. Indeed, Paul tells us six things that we were before we became Christians, five of them crammed into verse 12. Remember that he says that at that time you were separate from Christ. Literally, you were without Christ. Or put more explicitly, you were without a saviour. Secondly, you were excluded from the citizenship of Israel. And that in the gospel age today means being excluded from those who today are God's chosen people, the true and living church. And before I became truly a Christian, I had absolutely no idea at all what true Christian fellowship meant or what being a loved member of a church family felt like and meant. Thirdly, says Paul, we were foreigners to the covenants of the promise. And at different times in history, God had made covenants with his people through Abraham and Moses and David. But notice that although covenants is plural, Paul talks of the promise, because there was only one, that of the Messiah, the Saviour. And before we become Christians, that's all, as it were, like a foreign language to us. We have no understanding of it at all. And fourthly, we were without hope. And doesn't that description sadly sum up the situation of so many today, whose lives are centred around a mindless pursuit of pleasure and entertainment? And with no hope in life, we had no hope in death either. The 17th century philosopher Thomas Hobbes wrote just before he died, "If I had the whole world, I would give it to live one more day, for I am about to take a leap into the dark." And fifth, we were without God in the world. And you can be even very religious and still be without God. Many of the unsaved folk in Ephesus, to whom Paul was visiting, were very religious, but none of their gods were real. None of them could save. None of them could give any hope. But then after this desperately depressing verse 12, come the glorious opening words of verse 13. But now, among one of the most lovely phrases in the whole of Scripture, but now in Christ Jesus, there's the reason for the change. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. And here Paul not only slips in the sixth description of our lives without Christ, that we were far away, but also reminds us it's all now because of Christ indwelling the believer through his Holy Spirit and made possible only through the blood of Christ. You see, like the prodigal son in Jesus' parable, At one time we were far away from the Father. And the wondrous truth is that when we turn to him in repentance and faith, he, as it were, comes running to meet us and welcomes us into his eternal home. Do you know the joy and assurance of that truth? If so, give thanks for the but now. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for these wonderful truths, for the wonderful changes that you have wrought in our lives, that we were once far away from you, and yet you have brought us near to your only dear beloved Son, that you have made us one with you, and given us your indwelling Holy Spirit, and all through the precious blood of Christ. Lord, we praise you for that, and we pray that that may be true for each one of us this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.